You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hello, I'm TJ. My buddy Riggins. And this is where we make funny comments about things on the internets and in the celebrity news and things in the law. Trying to get our legal expert. We're going to get in touch with him today, see if he can join us tomorrow for this crazy, crazy a paternity case that's going on. That'll be awesome. Never heard anything like this, I don't think. And it's crazy enough that we need a legal expert to be on to weigh in on it with us. But today we'll start with crazy stupid celebrity news. Stupid celebrity stuff. Riggins, this MILF Manor show is going for season two.
Yeah, it's back.
And the first MILF Manor was these women who consider themselves to be still hot at an older age go on the show to compete against each other, and they have their sons with them, right?
Yeah.
So they try, are they trying to hook their son up with another MILF, or were they trying to, you know, each MILF was trying to hook up with the other one's sons? And I never understood the concept of it.
It was a bit of a mishmash of all those things, but yeah, that was basically the concept. Multiple MILFs, all their sons. And it was kind of like this, you know, this son would hook up with that one, and kind of a free for all situation.
What channel is that on?
TLC.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right.
The Learning Channel.
Uh-huh. And so how did they determine the winner? What was the goal of it?
I don't recall if there was a winner, if it was just sort of like,
like whichever one had the sex with the most sons.
Yeah. I don't know that they crowned a winner. But I mean, it was like such a viral hit. Because not only was it shocking to have MILF Manor be the name of it, but then the big twist was the guys competing for the MILFs were the sons of the MILFs. You know, it was like, oh, so trashy.
Ugh. So the moms and sons auditioned together, I guess.
Yes.
And then, you know, the mom was out there rooting for her son to bag as many MILFs as possible. Is that
what I think probably happened? Because they were all really good looking, both the moms and the sons. So they might have been models, and they were going on casting calls and stuff like that. And they're like, hey, we got this opportunity for a reality show if you want to do it.
I heard the moms really weren't that good looking.
They were some of them were certainly hotter than the others, but there was like one standout that was pretty good looking.
Mm-hmm. So now they're coming for season two, and they're bringing DILFs on. Yeah.
MILFs are going to be there too.
How is that going to play in with hot dads?
I think it's one MILF,
yeah,
and multiple sons, and their dads are going to be there to like stir up the drama.
So she's competing for one young guy.
I think so. Kind of like The Bachelor or okay. The Bachelorette.
But the dads aren't competing to have sex with her.
No,
on this.
You can see how this is going to end up in like episode 7 or 8, that the son falls in love with the woman and she's like, I like you, but I actually like your dad a little bit more. I mean, you could script this out a million different ways, but I got a feeling that's probably what's going to happen. Because why make the dads also stars of the show?
Yeah. This is trash.
Oh.
Absolute trash.
Beyond.
So the dads are what they're supposed to be, according to the way it's been. So they're just there to help their sons.
Correct.
Advise their sons, you know, in that capacity.
And I was wrong. There are going to be multiple MILFs still.
Okay.
So it's still kind of the same concept, except now they're bringing in the DILFs as well.
And just from an advisory standpoint,
I think
they're not trying to hook up with the MILFs. Do MILFs get discarded in this, or do the boys get discarded?
I don't know. I don't know if they have a voting system like Survivor, like where you get kicked out of MILF Manor.
I think this is one of those I'm going to have to watch it, even though I don't want to tell people that I've watched it, just because I need to be able to criticize it even more and know what I'm criticizing.
You got to see this. I mean, it's crazy.
Have you watched any of it, or you just saw highlights on the internet?
Yeah, I mean, I watched all the highlights when they first announced the show and they started putting out these teaser clips. And I'm not sitting there and watching this horse. You know, I'm not watching this. But they said expect plenty of unexpected twists and turns throughout the season's run. So I got a feeling, dads are going to get in the mix, and then they backstab their sons all in the name of a reality show on TLC. It's pretty funny.
Mm. Now, I don't think my wife watches that one.
The first MILF Manor?
Yeah, she didn't. I don't think she watched that one.
Well, it is on TLC. That's where the Seven Little Johnstons is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where 1,000-Pound Sisters is.
Yeah. Little People, Big World. Is she into that? I like that when I was young.
She likes that. She likes that. And then on Bravo, she watches a couple of the Housewives shows. She doesn't like all of them.
Yeah.
Just a couple of them.
I think a lot of people do that.
I mean, she likes those 90 Day Fiancé shows, though, all of those.
Yeah.
But MILF Manor is just...
Why would she not be into this? Too trashy?
I guess so. Like, she stopped watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette a long time ago. And what is the other one called? Paradise Island. That's the spinoff.
Yeah.
She stopped watching all of those a long time ago. You know, where they're just, you know, out to bed one another.
Yeah. It sucks, though, if you are a MILF, like you actually are a MILF and you still have this career. And they're like, well, we've got one opportunity for you. It's called MILF Manor. Where you're going to compete with other aging women. I don't know. It's just kind of a kick in the nuts.
Well, the day that it became mainstream for pretty mature women to refer to themselves as that acronym, the day our society took a step down for good that we'll never regain. Because if you would have told women in our mom's generations that it was a compliment to be called a mom I'd like to F and try to get them to call themselves that, they would have cussed you out.
Yeah, it's rude.
Yeah, but now women wear it like a badge.
Oh, it's flattering. Yeah. It's all those things.
Like a badge of honor. Just
Should we be calling dads DILFs?
No. No.
But guys,
especially, though, I mean... I don't want you calling my dad that.
I don't want to call your dad. Is he a DILF?
Because you're saying it, you know, from a personal perspective. That's the way it sounds. Because it's dad I'd like, you know. So when you say DILF, that's what it stands for. And you're the one speaking, so.
You know who would love to be called a DILF?
Ace. Yeah.
100%. He would wear that. Talk about like a badge of honor. He would love it.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know, just the difference in the things, the way they are accepted now and all of that.
And then on national television, it's not even like the rumor around the neighborhood is that you're a MILF.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean? They're all calling you the mom they'd like to blank. You go, oh my gosh. But now to call yourself on national television, it's a big, big, big difference, I think.
Yeah. See, a cougar is even different. Calling a woman a cougar.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have an acronym and the F stands for F, then that's what it boils down to. Oh, that's what they say about me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these guys, the dads in MILF Manor are in their 50s, like mid-50s, 54, 57, 53, and the kids are about 23 or something.
Yeah.
If you're 23 and you look like a model, do you want a woman that's close to approaching 60 years old and on a reality TV show about MILFs?
Well, the only thing you got to figure is that they're just doing it as a gig. You know?
A paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
And the next step to being something else.
I see big things in the future for...
Yeah.
Well, I started at MILF Manor season 2. And now I'm in the next Martin Scorsese movie.
You've seen him on great television shows like MILF Manor season 2.
There are no EGOT winners on MILF Manor. Would you do a reality show? If it was the right one?
Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'd be good at any of the competition ones.
No, it would have to be just one to follow my life or something. You know, nothing where I got to do an obstacle course or, you know, scavenger hunt to find the key that unlocks what the prize is and all that. I've never liked that kind of stuff. Even when I was young, I didn't like that. But yeah, if they wanted to just follow me around, I could probably do okay at that.
Be a short show. You can follow me if you want.
Yeah, it'd take a year to get one episode worth of footage. No, mainly so I could say, look, when we're watching it back, you see how you talk to me?
Terrible.
Like, to my wife. You see how you talk to me?
Yeah. A lot of people blame like the relationships failing on bad edits. You know, they say, I got a bad edit on there in that season. It's like, well, that might be true, but you did say all those things and you did. I mean, the camera doesn't lie. You did those things on camera. They go, yeah, but the way it's edited, and they blame production. And it's like, yeah, but you still said it.
So where did you meet your boyfriend? Well, we were both contestants on MILF Manor season 2.
Yeah. Devastating.
And another stupid celebrity thing is that, and when I saw this story this morning, I thought, good point, Doja Cat. I agree with you, Doja Cat. She said, let me get the proper quote for it. That was the beginning. Something along the lines of, I don't do music for kids, so don't bring your kids to my show.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thought. Well, we've said that before. Like when we used to do the extra funny live shows at bars and stuff like that, that we'd be cussing and whatnot, and then people bring their little kids with them and all that. But we would just say, hey, it's not a thing for little kids.
Yeah.
You know.
But she's cartoon-like. So I get the attraction.
But the way she said it shows herself to be just a mean person that thinks that she's better than she actually is. Like, everybody's stupid.
What did she say?
She said, I don't know what the blank you think this is, but I don't make music for children, so leave your kids at home, MF-er. I'm rapping about male bodily fluid. Why are you bringing your offspring to my show? Rapping about eating deer and pissing on the blank. Leave your mistake at home.
Okay.
So then it says, Ms. Cat previously addressed a similar topic on Blank the Girls. from her latest album, Scarlet. On the track, she raps about not being a role model, quote, "Since when was y'all my bastard children? Go ahead and raise yourself. Come get your badass kids. No need to mention."
It's poetic.
Yeah. So she could have easily just said, "Hey, look, I would suggest that you don't bring little kids to my show because it's right. an adult show. It's not for kids."
Yeah.
But she got to go out, act all tough and like she's so much smarter than everybody else and your mistake, leave your mistake at home. You know, trying to talk all tough, just showing herself to be just an idiot.
Yeah.
And a bitch.
That poor kid is like, "Oh, I'm a mistake. I came here because I loved you." And then you're yelling at my dad. Now,
she put that on Twitter to people. He just put that out to Twitter.
Okay. So maybe it's been happening. I mean,
but you don't have to say it like that unless you're just, you know, trying to act tougher than you are, or you're just a genuinely bitchy person.
Yeah.
Just mean.
That's not cool. Gee, it's weird.
I mean, it's not like they're bringing their kids there to heckle you, you dumbass.
Yeah.
They're taking their kids there because they all like you so much. All you got to do is say, "Hey, this is not a good show for kids." Yeah. But no, you gotta be a, you know, a shithead about it. She's British, right?
No. Mm-mm. And what's wrong with those parents? Like, do you?
I know there's something wrong with them. There is, but
I mean, everybody's at fault here. She mm-hmm. can have a little more tact.
Yeah. But yeah, the parents are just blinded by how much they like her.
Yeah, how much?
Like, yeah, let's go. Mm. I don't know. But I'm wondering how much, like, say somebody who thinks it's okay to take a small child to that concert, like, how do they afford tickets to it?
Because they seem so stupid. Yeah. How could they possibly
right.
make money?
And how do they get to the venue?
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
I mean, it's crazy.
All right, we got the Gram Slam coming up next. Don't miss that.
TJ's podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Yeah. Make sure you're telling all your friends to like, listen, subscribe, do whatever they got to do to listen to TJ's podcast, because we're trying to be able to say, "Here we grow again." We need as many people as possible enjoying this conversation. So tell them they can listen on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever they get podcasts and all that stuff, and fill out the survey to become a TJ Fanatico. Fanatico. AceTJ.com/Fanatico.
Did you meet any Fanaticos on Small Town Adventures?
Yeah. Yeah, there were a few. There weren't a lot of people around the Small Town Adventures area.
Yeah, it didn't look like it.
No, I mean, we had a good time. We were in Elkin, North Carolina. And it's a small little downtown area and all, and they've got some cool little places that we visited and all that. But it wasn't just like crowds of people all over the place on Saturday. But yeah, we had a really good time. Really good time. I was driving though, so and to deal with the rest of them.
So it was an okay time.
Yeah. Okay, so going all over the world and finding interesting social media posts called the Gram Slam. This is one of the this is one of the now professional football players that participated in the NFL draft this year that people have been liking for a long time, because anytime he was interviewed on television during his college career, people just love the way he talked. And he's from this area where we live. We live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and he played football for South Carolina Gamecocks, I believe.
Yeah.
And so he got drafted by his home team, the Carolina Panthers, into the NFL. And the clip of him talking to the press during his press conference has gone viral. And this is what he sounds like.
All right. We will begin with questions for Xavier.
Xavier, you woke up a Carolina Panther. Did you have to pinch yourself?
Say it one more time.
So you woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
What was that feeling like when you got the call? Because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be tough guy, but man, I was really overexcited.
Yeah, I had to hold in my tears. I tried to tell my folks I wasn't going to cry. I was going to be a tough guy, but I was overexcited.
Yeah. And there's another video of him, I guess, from a couple years ago. And I mean, it's that... That does some of it justice, but there's a little bit of a...
Oh, he's country.
I mean, it's a little down here, too.
Yeah, he's really country.
It's great.
They smiling the whole time. Everybody loves him.
They did a great package about Mullen, South Carolina, and how everybody, you know, small town, everybody knows each other, but everybody seems to really love this guy.
Yeah, that's cool. And they will, if especially if he ends up doing well, he'll end up being like one of the favorite players in the league.
Yeah.
Do you think that they will, like his agent and manager and all, will work with him on his diction and all so he can do endorsements and stuff?
Maybe. They might have
like to. Go more for the Randy Moss sounding, just a country accent, slow him down just so people can understand him better in a commercial.
Yeah, that would make sense. Like, this is to help you. And
how hard do you think that would be, though?
I don't know. I don't know if it's possible.
But I can come up with a million great ideas for commercials with him right now that would play into that, that you have a hard time understanding him because he's so country talking and he talks so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then people might think it's offensive.
Oh, well.
Making fun of, you know, the way someone talks or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you hear that voice in like a Gatorade commercial or a Nike commercial. You know, I don't know. Will they do it? I don't know.
His name's Xavier Leggett. Wide receiver. Yes. And people like him so much. He seems like such a nice guy. So wish he would have been drafted to a team that's going to win, you know, pretty soon.
Was that the takeaway of the draft, is that the Panthers still didn't do good?
Oh, I don't know. I just know that it's the Panthers and they don't have a record of doing very well over the past few years.
Right.
So maybe that's why the owner of the Carolina Panthers wasn't all that friendly with Ace when you met him at the Kenny Chesney concert the other day. Ace, the morning show partner.
Yeah.
Because he maybe heard that I said some of that stuff.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, you've been an outspoken critic.
Saying that he's putting too much emphasis on soccer.
Yeah.
I think I've said that in the past. Maybe. Who knows?
He's pretty universally disliked. The owner of the Panthers, is that an accurate?
I guess I don't know. I don't watch NFL and keep up with it as much as I used to. You know, for political reasons. So I don't know. I don't hear people saying that they just like him though.
Yeah.
You know what? I just love that John Tepper. Is that his name?
David.
David Tepper.
Who is John Tepper? Is that?
Right. Robert Tepper was a singer. He said, "There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home." From the Rocky IV soundtrack, maybe? Rocky IV. Huh. Rocky III? I'm not sure. But anyway, Xavier Leggett. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, you know, they say chivalry is dead, but this is being touted all over the internet as a love language and a way that your man should treat you always, to put you on a pedestal like a princess or a queen. And if your guy would do something like this for you, surely you would go on the social medias and tell everybody about it, like this lady did.
Last time I ate a Five Guys burger, I had explosive diarrhea on the side of the highway. So Adam, knowing me, got extra napkins. Look.
Locked and loaded.
Thanks, babe.
So she's eating Five Guys burger in the car. And said, last time I had this, I had explosive diarrhea on the side of the road. So Adam, the boyfriend, got me extra napkins. And he says, locked and loaded, babe.
Yeah. And then shared it on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always like the, to me anyway.
You know what, though? The thing that really, that I'm envious of in these types of things, Riggins, is that I wish I had the sense of security that these people do, this woman does, because I could make videos so much faster, churn them out, that, you know, when you're asking me to do promos and things like that, if I cared absolutely nothing about how I looked, I could just rip them and go. Like, because obviously this woman doesn't care a thing about what people think about how she looks. Before she even gets to implanting the image of her having explosive diarrhea on the side of the road, it's already a, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks of me and how I look. And that's something to be said for that,
100%.
Having that kind of security and peace of mind. But is it worth it? Is that peace of mind worth looking and presenting yourself to the world the way she does?
That's the decision you have to make. I always say you got to be shameless, and you know there's an element of that in that.
Yeah,
the video.
But I mean, I can see her being shameless outside of social media, just in real life, just shameless, nonstop shamelessness.
Yeah, it's a freeing idea. The thought that who cares what anybody says, I'm going to be 100% me.
Like to be no, that's more than that. That's not 100% me. That's saying I'm walking out of this house and I'm going to put a camera in front of my face, knowing that I look like complete and total crap. Like I am, and so ugly, dirty looking, and unattractive. And I'm going to purposely make a video of myself and send it to the world. It's almost like it's not a security aspect of it. It's just a spite thing. I'm going to show everybody just how ugly I can look, just to get at them and say, look at me, I don't care what you think. But somebody like that does care about what people think, because that's why they go to the lengths to make themselves look as bad as they look. You see, she doesn't just go out there and say, however I look is how I look. And if I don't look great to some people, then fine. But she took steps to make herself look worse in that video than she would have otherwise.
In the things that she's saying? Or
no, in her personal, just the, if it's muted, before she even, you know, lets everybody know that she has, you know, not much in the way of social skills or what do they call it, decorum. Before you hear any of that about having explosive diarrhea on the side of the road, mm-hmm. she's already taken steps to make herself look less attractive than she normally would if she just didn't do anything to herself. Because doesn't she have crazy colored hair and she's got it all up in some kind of a little thing at the top, and she's wearing something that when she put it on, she knew that it was going to make her look awful. It's like a big hoodie, tie-dye hoodie or something.
It is a tie-dye hoodie. But big, yeah. thick, you know, glasses and then septum ring. And
yeah,
but,
see, the septum ring, that's another one. She knew that that was going to make her look worse.
No, people don't get a septum ring thinking it's going to make them look worse.
She has to, though. She has to say, well, you know what? If somebody saw me without a, you know, something in my face, they might think that I'm not trying to look ugly. So I need to make people think that I'm trying to look as ugly as I can.
Maybe I'll start doing that. That seems like so much more fun and an easy way to live than doing the other thing, actually trying to get mm-hmm. great looking.
Because didn't you see that, Riggins, from time to time? Somebody that wants the attention that good looking people get, yet they know they can't get attention going that way, so they want to get attention going the other way. Like, I'm going to look as outlandish as I can. I can't look like this over here that's a good looking person and get that attention. So I'm going to go to this side, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to wear, if I'm a great big fat woolly guy, I'm going to put on giant Hawaiian style shirts with flames all over them, and I'm going to wear dirty cargo shorts and Crocs and a, you know, maybe a stupid hat like I would be wearing in a parade or something. You know how they'll do that. They'll try to just basically become a clown in their appearance. Women do the same thing. Like, I can't get the attention of like a pretty girl cheerleader type can get. So I'm going to, you know, pierce my face all up, and I'm going to make my hair green, and I'm going to, you know, wear ugly ass clothes and that sort of thing. I'm going to wear clothes that have cartoons on them and all that are just, you know, vulgar. Anything to get attention, but in the way, not the way that the pretty people get attention.
Yeah, maybe. But part of it is like, well, they're playing the cards they got dealt. If they are, no matter how much, you know, makeup you throw on it, no matter what, you're not going to be, you know, Kim Kardashian. So I understand the want to be like, okay, well, I can't do that. So mm-hmm. what are my other options? Do I just kind of go through middle of the road looking the way I do? Or do I try to make a splash some other way?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. They make the splash by taking what they do have and pulling away from it. You know, don't add to it to try to get you, you know, halfway to where the good looking people are. Pull away from it to get you complete opposite of where the good looking people are.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, add, you know, the social skills or lack thereof to tell everybody in the world that you have explosive diarrhea on the side of the road, but now you got some napkins.
Yeah.
So you're prepared for it to happen today.
You're a comedian.
If you had eaten a cheeseburger riding down the road, Riggins, and it caused you to have explosive diarrhea that quickly to where you have to pull over on the side of the road, how long is it going to be before you eat cheeseburgers from that place again?
Never again.
Right.
Never. Never, never, never.
But now she's prepared.
Yeah, I guess. With like a stack of napkins? I'm definitely not eating it on the road. I'm going to wait till I get home. God forbid. I mean,
exactly.
I'm taking every measure to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's so expensive. It's amazing that she had that money.
Yeah. looking like. She didn't look like she could afford, neither one of them looked like they could afford Five Guys.
Yeah.
Whew. Then again, I mean, if you're not driving around in a Bentley of some sort, you don't look like you could afford Five Guys.
Well, that is
how much
true.
That is now. All right, we got more coming up next. Hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Man. So when I get home today, I got to go spread the fertilizer. Our yard mowing guy came yesterday, so we got this slow-release fertilizer the other day that I got to put out. And the reason I keep talking about this is because I've never done my own yard work and stuff. When I was a kid, my mom hired a guy to mow it named Mr. Atkins and his sons would mow our yard. But my parents weren't, you know, working the yard kind of people. It was just like mow the yard. And then my mama had a few hanging ferns on the front porch. And other than that, that was it. So I didn't grow up learning about seeding and fertilizing and watering and all of that. So then when I guess I was about 22 year old. I was informed that we were allowed to leave Winfield, Louisiana, and moved to a different place, which I didn't know. So I went to a different place, and then I became you know, apartment living and all of that. No need to be taking care of grass. And then about 24 years ago in the Charlotte area, my wife and I built our first tiny little love nest. And that's when I just began trying to mow and grow grass and all of that. And I hated it so much. Oh, I hated it. Then we moved to another house that was a little bigger. And once we moved to that house, then the mowing and all of that stuff, we hired somebody to do. Well, it's not as easy just to do that anymore. So we do have somebody that mows, and they said that when the fresh grass clippings are down on the ground is when you put this slow release fertilizer out. So I got to do that today. But my dilemma is it's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. And while I do live kind of out in the country, I live too close to people to be able to do any of that yard work without a shirt so I can get a good tan.
What do you mean? Well, just do it. You're concerned about the way they'll look at you?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't want to be, you know, I'm fat. I don't want to be walking around without my shirt on in the yard doing crap, looking like a, you know, a big blob out there.
I think that's the beauty of the yard work is that everybody kind of looks like a dumbass when, you know, thick New Balance shoes,
yeah,
basketball shorts, earmuffs on. You look, no matter how, you can't look cool pushing a mower or riding on a mower, you know.
So I was going to cut some sleeves out of an old T-shirt. At least I could get my whole arms tan because I'm starting to get the farmer's shirt tan thing. And then I had the tan line on my mustache when I shaved it off the other day. But yeah, there's no way I would want to be out there with no shirt on, especially if I'm pushing that spreader that we have that spreads the seed and the fertilizer and all, because our yard from not having grass for so long is bumpy.
Yeah.
And so I'd be fat jiggling all over the place.
I get it.
So I guess what I need to do is just go out there and do the whole thing in a scuba suit.
Yeah. Full coverage. Full coverage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they also said that this whatever kind of slow-release fertilizer they told us to get at the store, somebody said, that stuff works really well, but it stinks. Be prepared for it. It's going to stink. So I'm like, I don't want to be messing with anything that stinks. I'm going to be out there in it all up in my face.
It stinks, huh?
Yeah, because I think it's some sort of organic crap and all. So it may have manure, untreated or whatever, manure in it.
And it's hot.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it done before it gets too hot. But
yeah,
it's just that there's nothing about that. I know a lot of guys like doing it and it's a hobby and all that. It's not my thing. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I hate it and dread it.
Yeah, it's not the most fun part.
But you like it, though, don't you?
I do, yeah. Because I never had to do it when I was a kid. And my dad did not let us. We tried mowing the grass for them a couple times, and my dad took that back over. We weren't getting the lines right. And we had a riding lawnmower. We had a big yard. But he never liked the way we did it. And I also think it gave him the opportunity to get out of the house. So he's like, "That's I got a beer. I'm fine." You know, he's got a shirt off, short shorts. I think that he probably enjoyed just the time outside.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I don't mind doing other things. The only thing I mind about, like say yesterday, I was helping my son clean up his truck. We were washing his truck. And the reason that I don't do that myself, I don't wash my truck myself, is because I would never stop. Because when I was a teenager, that was one of my jobs, is detailing vehicles at my brother's service station. And so I learned how to do it so well that it's almost like an obsession. Like I can't walk away from it, because every time I start to walk away, I see another thing that I could wipe or put something else on or get, you know, that didn't come out. That's still got a spot on it. That's got this and that. And I was doing that yesterday, and I finally just had to stop and leave him with it.
Got to walk away.
Yeah. Because I'm not anal retentive about anything in my life except cleaning up a vehicle and cooking when I'm cooking. Everything else, I'm pretty much sling and go. I don't pay much attention to if it's done, it's done, you know, whatever. But when it comes to those two things, I have to be. And that's why when I go get it cleaned, at a, you know, a car wash, full service car wash, I don't even go over it when they wave the rag. I know it's going to look like crap in my eyes, so I don't bother with it. I hand them their tip and I just get in. Everything look okay, sir? Looks fine. And I just go. Or I'd stand there all day pointing at things, I have grabbed rags from them and say, here, I'll just do it. Things like that. But I'm not like that with the yard.
No.
I hate it. I hate it.
Do you have a lawnmower?
No. No. Never making that mistake again.
Because once you have it, you got to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a big yard, though.
But I even try to look at it like, all right, it's like a workout.
Yeah.
You know? But it's really not.
I have a regular lawnmower, but I also have a push mower, like a manual reel mower.
Yeah.
Old school. And that is a workout. And I was like, oh yeah, this sucks. I'm never doing this again. So I did. I used it twice, and I was like, I'm going back to the regular mower.
So what's the regular one? What's a regular mower?
A push mower.
Yeah.
Just push mower, but it's got an engine on it.
Oh, you're talking about the old Leave It to Beaver old kind. School. Just like no motor or anything.
And it cuts it like a putting green. I mean, it's like, it's less than an inch high.
Yeah.
And it doesn't collect any of the clippings, so you got to go through and rake them all up. But it cuts it so much better than a regular mower because it's like a clean scissor cut. So it looks incredible. Problem is, any little bump sends you flying. Any little piece of a wood chip stops the whole thing completely, and it's jarring like that. So then you got to reset it. But when it does cut well and it's green and the grass is healthy, it's amazing.
And how much do you have to sharpen the blades on it?
Not often. It's got a lifetime guarantee on the blades, but every time you use it, you got to clean all the grass clippings off and then WD-40 every one of the blades just to make sure. Because
you got to season it.
Yeah, and the space between the blades is so razor thin, it's got to be just right. I mean, but it was fun for twice.
I think I've seen them using those at golf courses.
Oh, yeah. They have ones with engines on them, but they're still the real mower that just spin like that.
Where'd you get it?
On Amazon. Because I was having, my other mower was having, over the winter, the gas clogged up the carburetor, so I was having that repaired. I was like, I need to cut my grass. I found one on Amazon. It was there that day, and I put it together. I was like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
So if you do cut it that low, though, doesn't it burn up easily?
You can scalp it pretty easily, but it does have a couple of height settings on it. But if you go the lowest of the low, then you'll probably, most grass is not equipped to deal with that kind of cut.
Yeah, because I know the kind of grass we have would burn up if you cut it that low. Yeah. I found that out the first time I ever mowed the yard in North Carolina at our first little love nest. It's a different type of grass. In Louisiana, we cut as low as it'll go.
Yeah.
You know, but then they said, no, you can't cut fescue that low. And I'm like, fescue? What the hell? I got to know what types of grasses there are.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not 90. You know, I always said that. So we'll see. I mean, people drive by my house and it smells like complete and total shite.
Yeah.
Because I got, you know, scat fertilizer out there.
There's a big shirtless man. It smells like crap. What?
Fat guy with a manual mower.
Do you tan in the backyard? Do you
No.
You don't even do that?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I have been known to put my beach chair in the back of my truck and go up to the state park and sit in there in the back of my truck.
Why not just lay out in the backyard, though?
Because I don't want my neighbors looking at me and stuff.
They can see in your backyard?
That's what I say. They're close enough where it's just too close for me to be shirtless out there.
You're like a prisoner.
I know.
In your own home.
Horrible. Horrible. So I go to the state park. I don't care who sees me up there. They don't know me. Except they should know me as someone who helps pay for that state park.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they need to know.
State parks are just full of perverts anyway. It's not like...
Not during the week. I don't find them during the week. But they do have their bathrooms open out there, like if you're, you know, the different areas. These are all really clean and everything. But I always think whenever I'm coming out of one of them that somebody probably thinks I just picked up drugs in there or something.
Nefarious is going on in that state park bathroom.
How often do you think the back of the toilet tank... The lid on the toilet tank gets lifted at one of those during the day looking for whatever they're supposed to find.
Yeah. I think about that guy that you were talking about a couple of weeks ago that was doing all that weird stuff with his dog. Remembering he was rubbing his nuts on the pole. You know, that guy was in the state parks all the time, in the bathrooms doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
So now I just associate state park bathrooms with that guy.
Yeah, there have been a lot of perverted things happen at state parks through the history of our country.
Terrible.
Yeah. Now that... I could study up on.
Yeah.
I'd be obsessive about that.
That's a topic I need to dive into.
Well, somebody else is doing my yard. All right. Thanks for watching and listening. And please tell your friends. And hopefully tomorrow we'll have a law day going on. So you'll want to be on the lookout for that. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenics.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/acetj today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at ACETJ.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.